So what we understand from the commentaries, explanations of acharyas is that where the chariot had now reached, this was kind of a border of Mathura, Vrindavan border. And Krishna and Balaram, they are going to enter. But the Vrindavan Krishna, Vrindavan Balaram, they are not going to enter. Padam ekam na gacchati, Vrindavanam parityajya, leaving Vrindavan behind, they do not keep even one step outside Vrindavan. That is Krishna, that is Balaram. So Krishna is transforming himself and is becoming Vasudeva Krishna. And Balaram is also kind of stepped down from their status which they hold in Vrindavan. The Shastras describe the Lord is Purna, complete in Dwarka, Purnam. He is Purnatar, more complete in Mathura. And he is Purnatam, is most complete in Vrindavan. Purna, Purnatar, Purnatam. So that Purnatam, the most complete Lord, now he's going to become Purnatar, the befitting Mathura. So what Akrur had seen was that Lord is getting ready to enter. So that Krishna is going to stay behind Vrindavan Krishna. And Mathura Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna. So this is the confidential aspect. Otherwise, so yes, Krishna and Balaram, they came in the chariot, the journey continues, but something is going on here. So this, we get this hint from this pastime of the Lord at Akrur Ghat. So now beyond Akrur Ghat, it is already aparanha. It is beyond madhyana, midnight. It is afternoon. It is afternoon time, and the journey now continues beyond this Akrur Ghat towards Mathura, which is not far now. Excuse me. So as chariot draws even closer to Mathura, grahitva pani na panim, Lord held the hands of Akrur in his hands and he proposes, oh, you may go ahead with your chariot. We will get down here, we'll walk, we'd like to see the town. You may return to your home. When Akrur heard that proposal, well, it was fine with him. However, he was expecting Punihi Pada Rajasa Gruhanno Grihamedhinam. I was expecting that you both prabhus would visit my humble dwelling. And we are grihamedhis, we are conditioned, attached. So I was expecting you would come, Pada Rajasa, and by the dust of your lotus feet, Punihi, you could have purified my home. So upon hearing that request, Lord says, Ayase, I will come. Not now. And not just myself. Ayase bhavato giham, to your home I will visit, I will come. Aryam samanvitaha, that's Balaram. I'll come along with Balaram. We'll both come. But prior to our visit of your home, we have some mission to accomplish. Yadu chakra druham hatva. Only after we have killed that Kamsa. We want to be focused. The hospitality and all those things, lunches and home visits, this could wait. I will definitely come. Surit priyam, yeah, to do good. I'm a well-wisher, friend of my devotees. I will come. So, promising thus, two parties. Akrur continued, and these two Prabhus are now going to take a good look of the Mathura town. They have never ever seen such a town in there. They're amazed. So many people, first of all. The marketplace. Things are a bit different and a little complex here. Prasadas, the tall buildings are there. So much opulence. So by this time, the coward boys in the party, they caught up and they are around Krishna and Balaram. So there is a very detailed description of the town of Mathura, city of Mathura, given by Sukadeva Goswami. Description as it is. And where to be found? Beautiful, clean, well-planned city like Mathura. Mathura is one of the seven celebrated cities called Sapta Puris. Avantika and Kanchi, Dwarka, Ayodhya, Banaras. Haridwar. So there are seven cities celebrated. So Mathura is one of them. When you read the descriptions of these cities, this city, Dwarka, there's nothing like it on the planet, certainly not in America. Nowhere closer. Such towns existed 5,000 years ago. They just did some discoveries at Dwarka. Now they are convinced, yes, 5,000 years ago, city existed here. But devotees have been reading the description of Dwarka for past 5,000 years. They were always convinced, and they were seeing that city as they read the description of either Dwarka or Mathura. But after spending millions of rupees, then they find this, they find that, and they try to put the whole picture together. Why? Study Bhagavatam. And if you have money, We could print Bhagavatam with your funds and popularize the facts as they are, as they were. So there are lakes in the middle of the town and swans and the blooming lotuses, fragrant flowers, and then air filled, fragrant air. Sansiktya Rathya Apana Marga Chatvara. They would sprinkle the streets with rose waters, sanctify them. And the flags everywhere, and mantras are being chanted everywhere. All auspicious signs. There are welcome gates, there are arches, there are pleasure gardens, it says. On and on and on. Such a description. And everything is being closely observed, seen and enjoyed by Krishna and Balaram. After all, this is their hometown. This is their birthplace. This is their birthplace. They are born here. At least Krishna was. And Balaram also was in Mathura for. Just for appearance, he goes to Gokul and he appears there. And technically that becomes his birthplace, Gokul, Balaram's birthplace. But he was there as a child of Devaki. Of course, we can't sound anything. It's not a mundane thing that Krishna and Balaram were in the womb and then gradual development. So we have to be also careful about that. Prasada Shikara Arudha Prityutfulla Mukhambuja Abhivarshan Sau Manaschai Pramada Balak Balakeshavau. So many ladies and other devotees on the top of their rooftops, they are showering flowers. Pramada, the woman, are seeing the beauty of Krishna and Balaram. They are amazed and showering flowers, offering prayers. The brahmanas are there doing puja, offering garlands, chandan, and the whole thing. Throwing the rice mixed with turmeric, and like that. And what do they say? Oh, look, this Krishna and Balaram. How fortunate are those gopis of Vrindavan. What kind of tapaha, austerities they must have performed that they get to see. Pashyanti, eto pashyanti. They always get to see these two prabhus. Naraloka mahotsavo. And seeing them is a festival. They always enjoy. Their eyes are always feasting on the beauty of this Krishna and Balaram. How fortunate are those. Gopyaha, gopyastapaha kim acharan mahat. And like that, Krishna Balaram are continuing their tour of Mathura town. And then they come across a person carrying big load. He was carrying clothes. He was a washerman. Rajakam Rangakaram. Also Rangakaram. They dye clothes also. They wash clothes. They do all those laundry, washing, pressing, sometimes dyeing. Drishtva yachata vasamsi. When they saw the washerman with lots of clothes, Krishna and Balaram, they requested, could you please give us some clothes? They thought it was not a big deal. There's so many clothes he has. You know, he could give a few clothes. They were innocent. They thought they did not know buying and money is required or whose clothes these are. They saw the clothes. Give us some clothes. Because they're also thinking now, you know, normally our clothes are good for going into the forest, herding cows. But now we're in the town. We should be dressing like people of this country, this town. So this is their idea. So they requested. But that did not work. Instead, that person who was this washerman is, hey, you village boys, you should be happy with what kind of clothes you are wearing. And do you know these are the clothes of the king? Raja Dravyani. These are clothes of King Kamsa. How you dare to ask for the clothes of the king? Who do you think you are? And now Krishna will show who he is. Who do you think you are? Okay. Wait a minute. You don't know who I am. Okay, I'll show you. Evam vikatha manasya kupito devaki sutaha. Devaki suta, Krishna kupitaha. He became angry when he heard this remark of this washerman. Krishna, he became very angry. And he was not carrying any weapon. So, rajakasya karagrena shiraha. Kayat apatat. So he just used his hand and the fingers hit and he was beheaded. His head was one place, his body was another place. And all the clothes were third place. So Krishna, Balaram, they rushed to those where the clothes were and he picked up the best outfits and they put on these clothes and Sheshani, so he had clothes, Shankarshana, Balaram had clothes, Sheshani Adatta Gopebhyo. So Gopa Balakas, coward boys were there. The balanced clothes they gave to their friends. And still there was a balance. They just left them around and they walked away. They continued their Mathura Darshan.